Over the weekend, the people of Hong Kong took to the streets to protest what they believe is a broken promise by the Chinese government, that the island would be allowed to democratically elect a new chief executive in 2017. But their mission took a dramatic turn last night after police fired tear gas on peaceful protesters, the first time such force has been used since 2005. Despite police efforts, several spontaneous pockets of protest have broken out around the country, with young and old, poor and wealthy, buoyed by the common cause. Julian van der Zee reports.
Tear gas descends and the crowd scatters, but with unintended consequences. Peaceful protesters, who had gathered at Hong Kong Central District, have now scattered, blocking roadways around popular shopping regions Mong Kok and Causeway Bay. They are angry at the Chinese government's decision to pre-select the candidates eligible for the Hong Kong 2017 leadership election. Earlier this morning, one protester, Samuel, attempted to rejoin the crowd who were blocked in by police in the Central District.
So last night after I left when the police started dispersing the crowd, I came back this morning trying to get inside the government square, which has been blockaded now for the last day and a half. And my father, who's one of the co-founders of the Occupy Central movement, is inside, has been inside since late Saturday night and early Sunday morning. So I'm actually just now walking into the government square now.
Beginning as a student-run protest, the makeup of the crowd has since diversified, with people from all walks of life joining in. Professor Bing Ling, a 20-year resident of Hong Kong and Chinese law expert at the University of Sydney, believes the police's heavy-handed response has brought more to the cause.
Until very recently, the poll results show that a large portion of the Hong Kong public does not really favour the kind of radical protest movement such as occupying the Central Business District. Now, the use of force by the government, I think, may backfire, and more people may, over the days, become sympathetic to the protest movement.
Now there's really a wide variety of folks, young and old, working people. I even see children with their parents. But yes, there is a well-mixed and a diverse mix of folks who are here on the street right now.
Unlike Occupy movements of the past, there is a more singular focus. And are they all united in the reasons they are protesting?
Yes, they are. And I think that this is actually one of the remarkable thing is that this has been a very organized group. As you think about all the different Occupy movements that have been going on, like Occupy Wall Street, where there's been, sort of critiques of the fact that they have 15 million different issues being championed. Here is just one. And all they want here is that they want the right to vote for their chief executive.
Ling, however, believes that the decision may be out of the protesters' hands and that the Chinese government will stick with their original decision.
In Beijing, the central government will not change its mind. The decision on Hong Kong's election in 2017 has been settled. Politically, it is impossible that the central government will change its mind. Unless the Hong Kong government or the central government took very strong overreaction, it's likely that the protest movement will lose its steam over the next week or so. Hopefully we'll see a peaceful end to this protest. But as I said, this is all very difficult to predict. We shall see how things unfold.
Professor Ling Ding of Sydney University's China Studies Centre there, ending that report by Julian van der Zee.